Hey guys, it is time for Ignite Your Light 2023. I want you to get excited because this is a life-changing event. Last year, I launched my very first Ignite Your Light, and I cannot tell you how many people have told me the impact that this event had on their life. So much healing occurs in our time together, and we are doing just that. We are igniting our light together. And it really sets the tone for the whole year. So you're going to want to be there. Mark your calendars. With each ticket, right now, early bird deal, you get a free ticket. So grab your teens, your spouse, your friends, and make sure and be there with me. I cannot wait to see you there.
Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings.
Hey guys, welcome back to Love Lighthouse. Today, I am going to give you three very powerful truths that if you take these in and you embrace these truths, you will be changed forever. Some of these might be a reminder to you. Maybe you've heard them before, but they're very, very important. I talk to a lot of people on a daily basis, and I've watched people through 2020. And some people went into a space of negativity, just getting so wrapped up in the news and the drama outside of their four walls, and they haven't come back yet. They're still there. I'll admit, I got wrapped up into some drama. There was so much going on, and to some degree, we kind of had to go, wait a minute, let's do a pulse check on what's happening out in the world. And then at some point, I went, okay, that's enough. I got to rein it back in and get back in my groove as to being a powerful creator and what am I creating in my own life? That's where our power lies. And saying that's all we have control of, that actually discounts it because that makes it sound like we don't have control of much. We have so much power and so much control. And so I like to use the word power more because that just feels good to know that you have all the power in your life. It's everything, right? It's everything to your earthly experience. So reminder, if you are watching this on YouTube, then please hit the like and subscribe. And even if you're feeling motivated enough to drop a comment, it really, really helps the algorithms on this channel. So I'd really appreciate that. But here's the thing. These things that I'm going to go over today, these truths, are the most important thing in life. And that is that when you really remember the truth of who you are, it changes everything. You can actually get through anything in life, anything. No matter how hard it is, you can get through it because when you realize who you really are, you also realize who everyone else is. It ripples out so big. So you also realize what this whole purpose to life is, what the whole point is. And so the first truth that I want to highlight is number one, you're not your labels. You're not your mind. You're not your body. You're not your political party. You're not your bank account. You're not all of these billions of labels that we put on. Like I'm this, I'm that, you know, I'm good at math. I'm bad at science. I'm like the beliefs about who you are have been adding up and piling up since you were in your mother's womb. So by the time you get to be a teen and then an adult and into your 30s, 40s, 50s, you've got a lot of belief systems going on and they're just part of your character that you're playing in this movie of life. So I want you to think of it in that term, like we're playing a movie here and you are the lead character in your movie. You have other main characters in your movie that come in and are a big part of your life. And then you've got the people that have small roles, and then you have the extras just in the background. And when you can step back and recognize that you are the magical, powerful, divine being that's just in your character right now, you're in an avatar. And when it's your time to go from this experience, you're going to drop that avatar and you're going to go back to the truth of who you really are, which is a divine being. And so recognizing that is very important, because then you don't get so serious about your part. Have you ever heard about how actors, they get submersed into their role that they're playing? They get so into it by reading the script and playing the part as the actor. And then even outside of rehearsal and filming, they sometimes get so carried away with that character that they kind of start to take on those characteristics of that person they're playing. And it's like, whoa, come back. That's not really who you are. You're just playing a part, right? So recognizing that is very, very important. The second truth is that we are eternal. We're eternal. We go on and on and on, and energy cannot be destroyed. And we will go on. We existed before we came here. This isn't religion. This is a fundamental truth. And some people believe that when you are done in this lifetime, that that's all there is. No, it's not the truth. It's not all there is. You will go on forever. And obviously, you know, I'm not going to ever try to fight with anyone on that, but it's not true. Like, we are eternal beings. And I had a massive awakening with one of my children. I won't go into that story right now because it's a long story. I could do a whole episode just on that story, but it was a big part of those channels, those spiritual channels opening up and being blown open. Because before this average day that I woke up, I often say, you know, I was looking at life through just like this little pinhole. Like, that was my perspective of who we are and what this whole point to life is. And then in that day, my life changed forever. And that was an experience I had with my future son. I wasn't pregnant. He hadn't been conceived yet, but my future son assisted me in waking me up and really, really helping me understand that we do exist before this life. And since that awakening, since that experience, the floodgates opened up and all this information has just been not coming to me, but coming through me. It's like it unlocked this awakening and this awareness within me of things that I hadn't remembered. It was just laying dormant. Every single one of us have that divine knowledge locked within us. And as we go on this journey to really remember who we are and remember the truth of what this life is all about and remember our divine essence, then we're not getting information outside of us. We are merely unlocking information that's already within us that has just been laying dormant and has been covered up by a lot of stories, labels, lies that are part of the game. It's part of the beauty and the fun of coming here to have this earthly experience. But that's why I always say it's awakening. That's why my whole program, it's called Awaken. And the reason it's called Awaken is because that is what we are doing, as we are awakening layer by layer to remember the truth of who we are. And when we remember our divine essence, wow, everything changes. It's a total game changer. So knowing we are eternal is really profound and important and life-changing, because when you're in a space of not knowing who you are or not knowing if life exists beyond this world, beyond this life, you know, when your loved ones pass away, or you could have that fear of you passing away, that's an emptiness. I know what it's like because I've been there. And I don't mean when you know that you're an eternal being. I don't mean when you're superficially saying you know it. For me, I said I knew that I was an eternal being when I was part of a religion. Again, I'm not saying everybody in a religion is pretending. Some people truly know it. They have that knowing who they really are. For me, you know, I plugged into a belief system and I kind of just said I believed certain things, but I didn't really believe it. I thought I did, but now understanding what it feels like to know who we are, I realize it was a very superficial way of saying I believed. So there's that part. And then I went through a phase where after I left my belief system, then I didn't know up from down. I call it my dark ages, where for 6 years, I didn't have a belief system. I was like, I don't know if anything exists beyond this world, because my belief system that I had for so many years, it crumbled. Then I was like, now what? And so I went to several other churches and tried to find within four walls something else, find a truth that resonated with me. And I always came up empty. And I finally realized that it was right there all along, just within me. And I didn't need to go anywhere. I didn't need to have someone else stand on a pulpit and tell me who I am. I could go within. And so knowing that you're an eternal being and understanding that truth of who you really are, it helps you get through anything in life. Tomorrow, I am traveling to go and honor my dad this weekend. We are going to have a viewing and then a funeral. And then the next day, the last day we're together, we're going to have a celebration of life. And we're going to celebrate his big, full, amazing, progressive, compassionate, service-oriented life that he lived. And I've had so many people ask me, like, Jen, geez, how are you doing this? How are you continuing to do your life's work and do a podcast the day after your dad passes away and speak on stage in front of, you know, over 100 people the day you're leaving to go say goodbye to your father? And how are you able to do all of these things? And honestly, I'll admit, I've actually been really shocked as well. I didn't know if I really had that within me, but I have had divine support around me unlike I've ever had before. And so someone is holding me up. I think it's my parents. I think it's my divine creator. It's my spiritual entourage around me. And so also knowing these truths, knowing that we are eternal, helps me understand that saying goodbye to my father, there were some very hard times, and I'm sure there are going to be more ahead of me in times where it just hits me, because saying goodbye to that physical experience is so hard, especially when it was one that you enjoyed so much. You know, there's times when all of a sudden I lose it. I'm sitting there with my husband and we're having a conversation. Everything's fine. And then all of a sudden I'm like waterworks and just tears and crying. And he's like, honey, are you okay? And one thing I said the other day is, it's just so hard to know that I'm not going to see him again. And he goes, what do you mean, honey? That's not what you believe. You know that, you know, you're going to see him again. And I was like, you're right. I know I'm going to see him again. I didn't mean it in that way. I meant In this life, it's just so hard to say goodbye and to wrap my brain around that I'm not going to be able to do those things that I loved doing with my father in this lifetime. But knowing that we are eternal, knowing that I'll see him, knowing that he's next to me and his spirit is next to me, supporting me, loving me, honoring me, and guiding me is such a game changer. Because I didn't know that before in my life. I didn't have that awareness. And I used to really worry about people I love passing on. I used to call it dying. I don't call it dying anymore because I don't believe death is real. It's like waking up from a dream. That's what it is. When you pass on to another existence, you're more awake and more alive than ever. So it's the opposite of death. So the third truth, is that you have a powerful entourage around you at all times. You're the front runner in your life. You're the one that's here front and center. You're on stage. You're playing that part, that main character, but you have a whole entourage around you at all times. I like to use the analogy of an actor on like a Broadway play, and there's that main character on stage, and then there's a whole lot of things going on behind the scenes, people in charge of the lighting and the makeup and the set and all of the assistants and all of that, that when you're watching a play, you don't see that, but they're there. And so knowing that we actually have a spiritual entourage around us at all times, that if we call on them, if we listen to them, if we allow us to communicate with them, they will support us and they will show us. They will show us that they're there and they will help soothe us. It was interesting the other day, very interesting. I've had so many people that have reached out and it's just been so beautiful and I've been so grateful. I've been reminded so much in my life of all the wonderful people in my life. I don't expect anything from anyone, but people sending me messages, they don't even know like how wonderful that is. And it's just that blanket of love and support around you. And so a text message or a phone call or, you know, a message on social media or flowers or dinner or cards, I've just had so much amazing support that has flooded in. And knowing that you have an entourage around you, I mean, you have a physical and non-physical entourage around you. Here's the thing. Many times your non-physical, your spiritual entourage around you will whisper things into those people that are in your life to show up. And so they will give you messages through your friends, your family, your clients, people that are actually physically here. Yes, you can get messages from your spiritual entourage just through your own intuition or through music or through all of the different signs that spirit communicates with us. But many times they use physical people in your life to give you messages. And you might not even realize that that is from your spirit around you. The other day, I came into the kitchen and someone in my family had gotten the mail and I had three gifts sitting on the table. And they were all from dear friends of mine and they were all gifts to honor my father. And what was really beautiful is the messages that they gave me from each of these special gifts. It was really, really awesome. But one of the gifts I want to show you and highlight. So if you're listening to this on podcast, you can't see this, but FYI, if you want to see the video, you can go to my YouTube channel. It's Jen Suliafu on YouTube. But I got this beautiful music box and I opened it up and there was this sweet message from one of my dear friends. And she was basically saying, your dad loves you so much. And I just want you to know that he's with you and he loves you. And these are custom made music boxes. So you can have whatever song you choose made into a music box. And so as I twisted it up to listen to the music, I listened to this song. And I don't know if you can tell, but it is Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And I was like, whoa, does she understand? Because I was thinking, did she know me back when my mom passed? So I reached out to her and I said, thank you so much for this beautiful music box. Did you know the significance of that song? And she said, no, I didn't. But I just thought it was very fitting for you. And I shared with her that in 2018, my mother passed. And that when she passed, she said that her sign for me would be, from the other side, would be rainbows. Because one of the biggest things is my dad wanted to go and be with my mom. He missed her so much. Their partnership and their love was so profound and so touching and beautiful, their love story. And they had been married for so many years, 66 years. And this music box, getting this message to me was a message from not only my dear friend, but also my powerful entourage, my spiritual entourage, especially my mom and dad, giving me this message through her saying that we're together. We are together. And what a beautiful, beautiful thing that is. So That's it, my loves. There's the three powerful messages for you today. If you are interested in going on a journey with me to awaken to the truth of who you are even more, or just be reminded, you know, I have to be reminded on a continual basis because it's easy to get stuck in this illusion. It's easy to get pulled in and get off track. And so come be a part of my tribe. We meet weekly and all calls are recorded for replay. You'll love it. You will love it. It is very affordable. I have made it very easy and supportive because that's what I want. I want to be able to be a support and for us to learn and grow together. So I'm going to put the link in the show notes and I look forward to seeing you there. So I'll talk to you next week. Much love and bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.